From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Air Check, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Vicki Gregor.
I'm Jeff Beery.
And I'm Jake Brownell.
This week on Air Check, we invite local musician and photographer Matt Malarchik to join us for our roundtable music review, and the Reverend Freakchild joins us in the studio to talk about his journey and play a couple of tunes. All that today on Air Check.
So we begin the show, as usual, with our musical roundtable, where we go around the table and each of us shares a song we haven't been able to get out of our heads this last month. And today, we are joined by special guest Matt Malarchik. Matt, welcome.
Thanks for having me here. Glad to be here.
Thanks for coming in.
And just by way of intro, we should say Matt is a multi-talented fellow. Matt, member of Edith Makes a Paper Chain, kind of a legendary local band, and incredible music photographer. Matt, what do you prefer, your creative pursuit? Are you musician first, photographer first?
Oh, I'm a photographer first.
Mm-hmm.
Music is a huge challenge for me.
Really?
It's the hardest thing that I do. And I'm in the band because I'm married to the singer-songwriter.
To Sarah Hope.
I truly believe that.
And you've got kind of a signature approach to photography. It's this sort of rich black and white photography.
It's just an aesthetic that I like to limit myself to. These amazing new cameras that exist are fantastic. It's just too many choices for me. So I have a shutter speed and an aperture. I manual focus everything. To those who understand the black and white darkroom process, it's burning and dodging. And I print just about everything full frame. It's just a way to put limits on myself, and it reduces my choices. So it can be more about, I think, the image rather than the process.
Well, I love some of the photos you captured at Blues Under the Bridge. Those Los Lobos shots were just wonderful. So.
Well, Cesar was gifting me. In the green room after the show, he came to me and he gave me his email and he said, dude, can you send me those images?
All right.
And so, there's a pending interaction happening with one of the coolest guys in rock and roll.
That'd be so cool if that blossomed into something.
So great.
More to come from you, Matt, but we want to save your pick for the end, as we do with our guests on the show. And we're going to go around now, talk about our songs, and let's start with you, Jeff.
Well, there is a new film out. It's called Suspirium, and my rock and roll hero wrote the title track, the song Suspirium. It's Thom Yorke. I think the song just has a beautiful melody, and because of its sparseness, it really speaks to me somehow. And I just love Thom Yorke's ability to emote musically.
I think Thom Yorke just sort of wears it on his shirt sleeve. But every time I listen to it, and every time we do a couple of Radiohead covers in Edith, and it's some of the most fun of the night for me, because it's so fun to emote those things that somebody else did. Like, you can't not feel it. But if you spoke to him about it, if you could speak to him about it, he'd probably say, yeah, you're way off or something. Like, he just has this incredible ability to be so emotional, to my ear anyways.
Yeah, you almost feel sorry for the guy.
I do.
But he's so good at emoting.
Only for a moment.
Yep. sorrow and then just incredible envy.
Yeah. All right, so that's my pick, Thom Yorke, Radiohead's new Suspirium single. Jake, what are you going to pull out of the woodwork?
Well, this is one that I was surprised I like as much as I do. This is Low. The song is called Always Trying to Work It Out from the album Double Negative. I think this album is a masterpiece. The whole way through, it has this texture, this crackled, just destroyed feeling to it that to me, like, immediately conjures an image of, you know, wandering the desert in a post-apocalyptic landscape and seeing a, you know, half-uncovered boombox and pressing play on an old tape, and this is what comes out, and it's like just this sound of desolation, but also incredible beauty.
I just love the sort of drone of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be in a mood to listen to it. It's great road trip music.
Definitely.
If you're driving a long distance to a place that you don't want to be,
mm-hmm.
it's not a bad thing to listen to is a good Low record. And,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know much of this, but I'm intrigued to hear more of it for sure.
It sounds to me a little thicker than their previous albums.
For this record, they teamed up with BJ Burton, who is a producer who worked with Justin Vernon of Bon Iver on his last album, 22 A Million. That's something he seems to be interested in, is playing with texture. And I really recommend the record Double Negative. It's by Low, and that song is Always Trying to Work It Out. Matt Malarchik, our guest of honor today, what have you brought to the musical roundtable?
I see you brought some vinyl.
I did bring some vinyl. I inherited the collections of my older brothers and sisters that are as old as 10 years older than I am. And so I had this great formative education in music from the early 70s. And it was all in vinyl. It's a ritual. And I'm also a photographer. So I like to hold
the
something.
The big thing, the big
and
artwork.
I like to look at it. I like to be able to read who helped make it. I don't ever remember who helped make it, but in this case, I do. And the music that I brought is by an artist named Bahamas from Northern Ontario and now lives in Toronto. I used to be a sideman with Feist, and this latest record is called Earth Tones, and the record or the tune that I picked is Everything to Everyone.
Left alone, I just hurt myself. I take a bottle down from the shelf and raise a toast to my own health, not you. Was it really only me? 'Cause it takes two to disagree.
That's infectious.
That's fun.
What I like about this is it's got such an amazing balance. You can pick out any instrument on any section of this record, and you can hear it equally with every other instrument, and you can pick it out. So there's no, like the low track that you played, Jake, has this special sauce through it that always is part of it. It's the thing that links and holds everything together. This doesn't seem to have any of that drony. There's a lot of space.
Right.
And the guy's got a voice like a choir boy, plays guitar like a fiend.
It takes a certain amount of restraint to make a music like this, you know, to be able to respect the space in the record and just let it be. And the end product is always better for it, I think.
If you dive in a little bit and watch some videos, there's some video performance of him doing some of these things in some unlikely places, but even the more likely places, it just falls out of him. I don't understand it. It's just a fantastic thing to listen to, and I think it's a great tribute to, as well as a total disregard to musical convention, because you hear things that you know from the past, but you also hear a total newness. Like, it feels so fresh. We saw him open for Calexico in Denver, Sarah,
oh, nice.
My wife and I did.
That'd be fun.
He just blew our minds, and we've been listening ever since at Feel Good Moments.
Well, that's Bahamas with the song Everything to Everyone from Earth Tones.
Matt Malarchik, what do you got going on? You got the band, you got the photography, you got the website.
Yeah, I've got some shows in the works that I'm trying to get into photograph. I'm hoping to photograph the MC5 in Denver in the end of the month. And Reminders are playing with Diggable Planets at the end of the month as well, which I'm hoping for. Edith Makes a Paper Chain is playing at... on the 19th, I believe it's at Cottonwood. There will be simultaneous events happening across the globe to raise money and awareness for the atrocities that are happening in Nicaragua. And my wife is involved in this movement, and so she's sort of spearheading, or at least very involved in this
That
process.
Is very cool.
Well, Matt Malarchik, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks
this
for having
a lot,
me.
A lot of fun.
It's been fun.
Super fun. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Aircheck from 91.5 KRCC. Vicky, you recently met up with Reverend Freakchild on a Saturday morning to talk about lots of things. His music, his sobriety, his spiritual path, and also to have him play a couple songs live in the 91.5 KRCC studios. He came down from Naropa University up in Boulder, where he's studying divinity, right?
That's right. And yes, I found him to be enthusiastic and energetic. He was drinking Zen energy tea all the way through his interview and his playing, which only added to his well-roundedness. And his music is like a psych folk blues mashup, and that can change about every five or six lyrics or stanzas.
Well, let's listen to that conversation with Reverend Freakchild and his in-studio performance.
This is a Soul of Man. Now I'm going to ask a question, answer if you can. Everybody tell me something different about the soul of a man. So won't somebody tell me, answer if you can. Won't somebody tell me just what is the soul of a man? What is the soul of a man? Now I saw a crowd of people standing talking, but I raw walked up right in time. All the doctors and the lawyers talk about man ain't nothing more than his mind. Won't somebody tell me, answer if you can. Won't somebody Now, I don't read the Bible often, but when I do, I like to read it right. Seems to me that man is more than just his mind. So won't somebody tell me, answer if you can. Won't somebody tell me just what is the soul of a man? Say, what is the soul of a man? Well, Jesus standing in the temple, everybody stood amazed. He was teaching the doctors and the lawyers how to raise a man from the grave. So won't somebody tell me, answer if you can. Won't somebody tell me just what is the soul of a man? Say, what is the soul of a man? Now I traveled in foreign countries, traveled in different lands. Everybody tell me something different about the soul of a man. Say, won't somebody tell me, answer if you can. Said, won't somebody tell me, what is the soul of a man? Yeah. What is the soul of a man? What is the soul of a man? Well, I asked these two warring sons of Abraham. They explained to me unkind. They said, well, if man's got a soul, then God's got mine. So won't somebody tell me, answer if you can. Said, won't somebody tell me, what is the soul of a man? What is the soul of a man? Now I asked this woman who was down with the Dharma. She explained to me so kind. Man ain't got no soul, it's just an emptiness of his mind. Said, won't somebody tell me, answer if you can. Won't somebody tell me, just what is the soul of a man? Said, what is the soul of a man? Yeah, so I went to the guru on the magic mountain, ravaged by space and time. He said, don't worry, son, you'll find out when you get your mind. Somebody tell me, answer if you can. Said, won't somebody tell me, what is the soul of a man? And what is the soul of a man? What is the soul, what is the soul, what is the soul of a man?
God bless us.
This is Vicki Gregor, and I am so happy to have in the studio with me today Reverend Freakchild. And Reverend, I don't usually read directly from a biography, but I think this sums it up pretty well. You're a New York City-based musician, singer, songwriter, distinct style of the blues, and you incorporate psychedelic music, that's why I love you, country music, blues, I'm going to add punk and reggae and spur of the moment touches as well. Does this represent the way you grew up? Are these the records that were in your house that explored all these genres?
You know, I grew up when I was a little kid in Hawaii. My dad was a military guy and we moved out there. You know, I went to school barefoot, you know, it was a wild thing. But my mom was a classical pianist. And it was amazing, you know, I went to a performance of a piano concerto, and it was really strange because I was like, why do I know this piece so well? And I could, like, predict it, and it was like sort of time was like, you know, usually you think of music linearly, like there's a start and a middle and an end to the song. It was like, I know this piece, like, backwards and forwards. And I was like, Mom, what did you play that? She was like, did I play it? I rehearsed it, like, 3 or 4 hours a day when you were in the womb. And I grew up, you know, with my dad being a lover of rock and roll and blues. So my dad on the weekends would come home and we'd drive around the island or go hiking and he'd be like, you don't have to wear your seatbelt and I'm going to put on some Muddy Waters now, you know. Or he was a big fan of all the harp players, you know, Sonny Boy Williamson and things like that. And plus he was listening to what was going on in the day, Rumors, you know. I must have listened to that album the 8-track of it, you know, in the car a thousand times. And I remember he had a Beatles album, Rumors. He had Forever in Blue Jeans, whatever that, and You Don't Bring Me Flowers.
Neil Diamond
album. And he had but all those blues tunes. But, you know, so the short answer to your question, yes. And I'm very open to things. You know, we have a cover of Personal Jesus, which is an old Depeche Mode tune
on this
album, right? And it was that kind of thing where it's just a tune where I thought, wow, that's kind of a blues tune. And I usually play an open D here, and I was like, wow, that works really easy. You know, I'm pretty lazy, I'll admit it. You know, I was like, wow, I already got the lick, so let's learn the tune, you know? And I brought it into Hugh, and he's like, man, let's make it like a Roadhouse tune, and got Chris to just, and then Hugh did this amazing harp solo. He got up from the console, because Chris and I were just recording Doo Doo, and he just plugged it in, and he just started playing while we were playing. But this one was like, wow, this is such a great tune about the modern perception of Jesus, and then all these gurus that we sort of take, or these preachers that we've turned into rock stars.
You have this amazing ability to make your record sound like it's a party you threw one night.
Wow, thank you.
And
yeah,
a bunch of people, but done extremely well, not like out of control and you know, the levels are weird.
Right.
It's like it sounds so spontaneous and like you're the host of this ongoing musical party, and everybody wants to go.
I love that spontaneity. And, you know, Hugh is really, I call him my blues guru, because I'll go in there and be like, just do one take, man. And that actually happened on Hillbilly's and Punk Blues. Those are really all first takes. And that was the first time Chris and I got together on a project. And it was just really spontaneity, and we were just in the zone, you know. But that doesn't always happen in the studio. So sometimes you want to do a safety track, or you want to really work on a tune. And, you know, Hugh made me do that Skyflower tune, like, you know, probably 3 dozen times. Anyway, I don't know. I'm getting off topic. I'm enjoying this tea, and it's
I told you it was energizing. You know, you were mentioning Hugh Poole from Mulebone, who we've had the pleasure of hosting at one of our blues festivals.
Right, the
Blues Under the Bridge.
It was three years ago.
Yeah, and a wonderful man. We had great conversations. A couple other people that you're working on Dial It In too. G Love, a friend
my
of this
station. My old
friend
Garrett. Yeah, we met 26 years ago, and he's still going strong. So we listened back to the tracks, and Hugh and I were listening back to the tracks that Chris and I just cut, and having kind of a listening session, sort of thinking, you know, almost like I make the analogy like a painting, like we put some initial strokes on there, and now what do we do to accentuate what this song is saying? You know, more like let the idea drive the car, you know, and we can be in the back seat and sort of maybe suggest a way to go to the where we want to go, but really letting the song and the essence or the heart of the song. And he just turned to me, and we listened to the Dial It In, the trial track. He's like, sounds like a G Love and Special Sauce song, man. And I said, well, I know Garrett from back in the day. I can give him a call, you know. And so he's like, oh man, you know, I haven't heard from you in a little while. I say, hey man, we got this tune, maybe you want to play a little harp on it and sing some backup. He's like, yeah, I'd love to do that. So he was just gracious to do it, you know, just as a favor to me. And to sweeten it up, we put Hazel Miller on the track.
Oh, yeah.
And so she was really gracious. We did this at this place up in, it's sort of near Ned. A friend of mine has a studio up there. And she just drove up and sang back up. Sort of did like a Mavis Staples, like, you know, take you to church kind of thing. And she's a really spiritual, wonderful, beautiful lady. And she totally got the Reverend Freakchild thing. She's like, not in the, like, sort of judgmental way, but she was, like, curious. Like, are you a real reverend? And I was like, well, I'm kind of like a Buddhist. I'm studying Master of Divinity. I'm kind of interested in spirituality. And she was like, you're a seeker. Like, I appreciate that, you know? And we talked for, like, 2 hours, and then we did the session. Took it, like, an hour, you know? And it was just – it's she's just a beautiful human being.
Oh, you have got some adventures. I'm going to ask you – there's two other adventures I do want to ask you about, just because – to great effect, working with the Metro Mass Gospel Choir.
Oh, yeah, that was a wonderful experience.
Oh, man, that is a beautiful sound. I just had this image of you in church with a microphone, you know, being the choir director there. What was that all about?
I had heard this Muddy Waters quote, and he said, if you want to know about the blues, you got to get to church. And I was like, man, I'm not going to go. He was raised as like sort of Episcopal Presbyterian stuff. I was like, man, this like sounds like a funeral service in not a good way. Not like a New Orleans funeral service where you play in the like slow tune, and then you're doing the second line, coming, partying back, you know. This was like, church tunes, whatever. And then I went up to Harlem. I, you know, went to the, you know, bunch of different churches, like, this is church, you know, and it's kind of like I go see Reverend Al Green every time I'm in Memphis, you know, at the full gospel tabernacle there, you know, like, that's really church, you know. And so this woman, vocal coach of my sister, said, you got to check out this Metro Mass Choir, they're putting it together. And it was a weird, like, kismet, like, auspicious coincidence in a, you know, bad things happen, but, you know, you just got to persevere. The rehearsal for that was, the first rehearsal was on September 11th. And it was like, what? That was the schedule, like called people in. It was like 130 people, all different races, colors, and creeds. This choir director was like trying to do like this diversity, you know, like world community kind of choir in New York City. And you could do that because you have all these different cultures, right? And it was just so crazy. So that's what fueled the Metro Mass Choir. And then the choir director was like, this city needs this. So every time we did a performance, it was like, we're trying to, you know, heal. And we did all kinds of stuff. We did Town Hall and Avery Fisher Hall and the Apollo, you know, these huge things. And I sang in the choir for the first year. And then the second year, older woman retired from doing the Still Have Joy tune, and David Brown asked me to sing that tune. So, you know, it was amazing freedom because you had a choir director leading 130 voices, and then you had a musical director leading a full gospel band. So I was just, you know, they had me on a pretty, you know, a long leash, you know. So I'd run out in the audience and sing the song and really get people going and feeling the spirit, you know. So that was just a wonderful experience. And then that kind of ran its course for a couple, 2-3 years, and people went different ways. You know, it was like almost felt like the city had been healed a little bit, and that ministry or that motion or energy had, you know, it was just so strange. Like sometimes you have an idea to do something, and then this wasn't really my idea. This is sort of a great, if you're open to the healing energies, you know. You can be part of the healing there, you know, without even knowing it. It's like sort of time on a non-linear scale. Like, and, you know, I'm the first to say, yeah, it was just a coincidence, you know. But it really became this real amazing healing thing for a lot of people.
Well, that's what a gospel choir does really well. But, I mean, you really captured something there. And I do have that visual of you just all over the place making stuff happen. Again, it's that feeling that a bunch of kindred spirits, a bunch of friends are just coming together and making a joyful sound unto
a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Unto, you know? Aim it where you want. No, Reverend Freakchild, your adventures could take you anywhere then. Your studies, your musical ministry, and I mean that in a whole different way now.
No, I hear
as
you.
A convert to the Church of Sound and Music, I am thanking you for those trails you're blazing. You are building. I mean, the buzz around you really is building and building, and I really appreciate spending this time with you.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
While we've got you here, can we take it out with one more song?
We'll do a tune by a blind Edmund Jefferson called See That My Grave Is Kept Clean.
Sound. Me and church bells toll. Have you ever heard them church bells toll? Have you ever heard them church bells toll? At the break of noon, shadows even the silver spoon, the handmade blade, the chopper loom, eclipses both the sun and moon, and you understand you knew too soon, ain't no sense in trying. Well, pointed threats they bluff with scorn, suicide remarks are torn from the fool's gold mouth, he's a hollow horn, lays waste of words that prove too warm, that he not busy being born, is surely busy dying. Flies out the door, you follow, find yourself at war, watch waterfalls and hit it roar, you feel the moment unlike before, you realize you just be one more person crying. But don't fear if you hear a foreign sound to your ear. Said it's alright, Mom, I'm only sighing. Now a question in your nerves is lit, yet you know there is no answer fit. Satisfy, sure you're not to quit. It's not he or she or them or it. Yeah, that you belong to. Where you lose yourself, you reappear. You're suddenly finding got nothing to fear. Alone you stand with nobody near. With a distant trembling voice unclear, startles your sleeping ears to hear that someone thinks that they've really found you. Preachers preach of evil fates. Teachers teach that knowledge waits can lead $1,000 pay lates. Goodness hiding behind its gates, but even the President of the United States must sometimes have to stand naked. Well, advertising signs they con you into thinking you are the one that can win what's never been won, that can do what's never been done. Meantime, life outside goes on. All around. So my heart stops from beating and my hands is turning cold. Say when my heart stops beating and my hands is turning cold. My heart has stopped beating, now my hands is turning cold. Now I believe what the Bible told. Hey! So there's one kind of favor you can do for me. It is one kind favor you can do for me. Tell one kind favor you can do for me. Just see that my grave is kept clean.
That was Vicki Gregor speaking with the Reverend Freakchild, who has a new CD out on Treated and Released Records. It's called Dial It In. It's his seventh record since 2001. Be sure to head to krcc.org to hear more of his music and also to see some of Matt Mlarchik's photography.
That's it for this edition of Air Check. Grab the podcast of this or any other episode of Air Check wherever you get your podcasts, or listen to it with the 91.5 KRCC mobile app. For 91.5 KRCC, I'm Vicki Gregor.
I'm Jeff Beery.
And I'm Jake Brownell.